Okay, so let's read the prayer to the departed Vaishnavas in English. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das Thakur simply weeps. So, Om Gana Timidanda Shah, Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur and Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurveda Maha. So, this morning's class, we'll speak about some of the pastimes of Haridas Thakur and then ultimately the disappearance pastime. I'll read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which I have here. So, Haridas Thakur is known as the Nam Acharya. Everybody knows that. That means the Acharya of the chanting of the Lord's holy names. And it's interesting to note that Lord Chaitanya picked someone who was born in a Muslim family to be the Namacharya, because Lord Chaitanya was showing us that Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Shudra Kena Nai Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. That anybody who knows the science of Krishna become guru. It doesn't matter the background. They can be Western, from India, or man or woman. Just like now, there's a little controversy in ISKCON. We are proposing that one lady becomes a guru in ISKCON. She's a very nice lady. I think she's been here. Narayani. You know Narayani? Some of you may know her. Very nice, advanced lady. And then many people are thinking, oh, it's only for us men. We're the best. And the ladies just should be in the kitchen rolling chapatis and keep their mouths quiet. But they don't mind if the ladies go out and get a job and make money, right? It's funny. You know, if the ladies bring money, it's all right. They can be liberated. But when it comes to preaching Krishna consciousness, they should just behave themselves and let the men drink kava. So, anyway, so a little bit of controversy now, but I think it'll go through. I was the one who sponsored her for that position, so sometimes people criticize me for being too liberal. So in any case, the point is, Lord Chaitanya was showing that in any position, if someone knows about Krishna, has a taste for the holy name, then that person can become a guru, an instructor of Krishna consciousness. And Haridas Thakur certainly had a taste for the holy name. He chanted 300,000 names a day. That's 3 lakhs, for those of you from India. That means 64 times 3 rounds, 192 rounds a day. So I guess that I was talking to one nice devotee, Jagannath Sutta, and he chanted 64 rounds a day. He gets up at 1 o'clock, sometimes midday, midnight too, to chant his rounds. Then he does the deity service for the deities. Then he cooks an offering. Then he serves the Sunday feast. And I was thinking, wow, this is amazing. I mean, I brag that I do it on the codicil sometimes. But he's doing it every day. So I think it's amazing. But then to think about 192 rounds, isn't that amazing? I mean, when do you have time to do the important things in life, like sleep and eat? Because that's what we're thinking. You know, the important things are taking prasadam. Just like we were commenting last night, that the reason the sanghas are so successful here is because you have all these nice devotees from Fiji who love to cook. Because if you had a sangha and there was no cooking, who would come? He said, you know, we're having a program tonight, but no eating. You know, chanting, so because people don't have that much taste for the holy name. If you say, this is a Goswami program, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and we'll give you a pat of butter or something like that, or a little buttermilk. They will not be so successful. But fortunately, Krishna's arranged that all these nice devotees from Fiji come, who love to cook. I mean, I was asking Subhag Sundari last night, I said, do you like cooking? She said, oh, I love it! Whereas in other countries, like if you go, like in America, you go to someone's house, you're lucky if they make spaghetti for you. And even sometimes from India, some of the people from India are not so much cooks as the devotees from Fiji. Some devotees were telling me that some of the people from India, they cook rotis once a week and they put them in the freezer. And then they nuke them when they want to eat them. So Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is kitchen religion. And wherever we find the cooking going on in Krishna consciousness, we find successful preaching. Isn't it? Without the cooking, it's people just, you know, they're not like Haridas Thakur, who can chant 192 rounds a day. I remember even when I joined the movement, one of the things that encouraged me to chant japa was that I would eat a sweet ball in between each round. We would chant our japa in the prasadam room. And I would reward myself with a simply wonderful after each round. So Haridas Thakur definitely had a taste for chanting. 192 rounds a day. And he had conversations with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about chanting. This is related somewhat in the Harinam Chintamani and also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas Thakur, you know, how will the living entities who are not animate be liberated? In other words, the grass and everything else that's not animate. And Haridas Thakur replied that the loud chanting of the holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, will liberate all living entities. And Haridas Thakur was described by Lord Chaitanya as having the same compassion as Vasudev Dutt. This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Haridas Thakur was also honored by many Vaishnavas. For example, Dvaitacharya honored Haridas Thakur by giving him the Shraddha plate. Now, General Shraddha is the ceremony that you have for departed ancestors. Mm. And this is performed on the anniversary of their departure, you know, usually yearly. I've gone to some of these ceremonies. It's quite, especially in South India, it's quite complex. They actually switch the Brahmin thread from one side to the body to the other. Anyone seen this before? But to do it properly, it's a whole series of rituals. And then after that, they feed the Brahmins, or the best of the Brahmins. And so Haridas Thakur was considered to be the best of the Brahmanas by Advaitacharya. So when he performed the Shraddha ceremony for his ancestors, he fed Haridas Thakur, even though it was very controversial. And Haridas Thakur questioned him, how are you feeding me? I'm a Malecha. And the statement was that if one is a Vaishnava, especially a pure Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur, he's considered to be the best of the Brahmanas. So this was a very interesting exchange. But there was a lot of envy against Haridas Thakur. Several times he had to be subjected to envy. Sometimes we complain when people are envious of us. How can I go on? You know, no one loves me. But Haridas Thakur evoked the envy, first of all, of other Muslims. As you know, even today, like if a Muslim tries to convert, or in many places, actually in Canada it's happened quite often, that if a Muslim a girl wants to marry, let's say, a Hindu boy or a boy from another religion, they have this honor-killing thing. You've heard of this before?
Yes.
Where they actually, you know, may kill. They ask, the father may ask the son, it's your duty to kill your sister. And in many cases, it happens. Hellish, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of this heavy, heavy discrimination. Because anyone who's not all Muslims, it's not a criticism of the religion per se, but of people's understanding of the religion. Anyone who's not a Muslim is considered like kafir, you know, useless, hopeless, devil. And especially if one's family member, you know, it's a dishonor to the family if one's family member rejects the faith. So Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. And he was, as I said, he was chanting so many rounds a day. And the Muslim Nawab became very upset with this. So he called Haridas Thakur. He said, you know, you were born in a high-class Muslim family. Why are you associating with these low-class Hindus and chanting, you know, this mantra? You know, just give it up and just chant Allah Akbar. And Haridas Thakur said, no. And the Muslim, Nawab Hussein Shah, said, look, if you give it up, we're not going to punish you. All you got to do is beg for forgiveness and, you know, join us again. And Haridas Thakur just said, no. And he went, Hare Krishna, right in the Muslim's face. He went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And that was certainly aggravating for the Nawab. And so the Nawab said to his associates, please beat him until he dies. And so the associates first approached Haridas Thakur, and they knew he was a saintly person. And they said, please forgive us, because if we don't do this, we're going to get beaten up or killed by the Nawab. So they began to beat Haridas Thakur, and in 22 marketplaces they beat him. That means they went, just to make an example, the reason it says marketplaces is because they wanted to make an example. It's like, Prabhupada told the story of a monkey on the stick. I don't know if you know that story. If you don't want monkeys to bother you, you just tie a monkey on a stick and kill him. And all the, but Prabhupada wasn't serious about that. So they were trying to show the Muslims, you better not convert or this is what's going to happen to you. So they were beating him and he went on just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. You know, just very happy chanting and not experiencing any pain. And then these people were beating him. They were experiencing anxiety. They said, you know, we're going to get in trouble. You know, you're not dying. And Haridas Thakur said, you know, that's it? You know, you're not worried about it? That's all you're worried about? Okay. And then he went into trance, and when a yogi like that, or best of devotees, goes into trance, sometimes you cannot distinguish whether they're dead or alive. You know, the breath is so subtle. So the Muslims brought his body to the Nawab, and they said, what should we do? And the Nawab said, because he's a Hindu, we should throw him in the river, because if we cremated him, then according to Hindu rituals, that's a nice thing. But if we throw him in the river, it's like desecrating his body. So they, you know, took his body, 1, 2, 3, threw it in the river. And Haridas Thakur floated down a few kilometers. And then he came back to consciousness, got up, and started chanting again. So even the Nawab became apologetic after that particular point. So, you know, he got the respect of the Muslim. And even the Hindus were sometimes envious of him because he came from a Muslim family. And there was this person named Ramchandra Khan. Ramchandra Khan was a zamindar, that means a landholder, and a very rich man. And Haridas Thakur was just chanting near his village. And the people were respecting Haridas Thakur. Ramchandra Khan got very upset with this. And so he thought, well, we got to, what do they call it? Sting operation. You know what a sting operation is? No. That's where the police appear to be wanting to buy drugs from someone. Let's say we suspect someone here is selling drugs. The police would send someone as apparent drug buyer to you. That's called a sting operation. You set someone up to you put them in jail or to defame them. So this is a common word. No one's heard of that before? Yes. You've heard of that. The police do that. And sometimes they even put marijuana in someone's house when they want to arrest them. In Fiji, they've done that. Yeah, when they hate someone, they put marijuana in their house. They plant it in the house. So this Ramchandra Khan had a similar attitude towards Haridas Thakur, but it wasn't marijuana, because in India, everyone smokes. Not everyone. All the sadhus. It grows wild everywhere. Not everybody smokes, but, it, you know, there's many sadhus. They have this hashish pipe. So he thought, well, to defame Haridas Thakur, we should have him break one of the regulated principles, which is illicit sex. So he called for all the young girls, the prostitutes, and he said, do I have any volunteers, you know, to make Haridas Thakur fall down from devotional service so we can catch him, you know. And so so this young girl, beautiful young girl, came up and said, you know, it's no problem. He said, I can do it. No problem. Just, you know, pay me afterwards. There's no problem. I'll do it. Within 3 days, it's not a problem. So she went and took up this mission with Mission Impossible. So she took up this mission, and Haridas Thakur was chanting in front of a Tulsi plant. And she was going, came up to him and said, "Hi. You're so handsome. Tell me about Krishna." It's interesting. Yeah, tell me about Krishna. But she didn't really want to hear about Krishna at that point. And then so Haridas Thakur said, and she said, "Also, I want to enjoy with you. You know, you're such a young, handsome," like that. And then he said, "You know, all your desires will be fulfilled. Just wait till I finish my job. You know, taking this vow, it's nearing the end of the month. You know, it's a certain number of rounds to chant." So he kept chanting. And the first night went by, and she was just sitting there, you know, beginning bored. But in the end, she was listening a little bit, you know, what's going on here. And then she went back to Ramchandra Khan and said, "He's promised to enjoy with me when he finishes around. Just be a little patient about this whole thing." So the second night, she goes back. And this time she began to chant a little bit and listen to the holy names a little bit more seriously. And she's having some change of heart. That's the point, change of heart by hearing the holy names. So she began to hear the holy names and maybe chant a little bit, and then she was having some doubts after the second night, but still she wanted to do her duty, her dharma, whatever it is. And she wanted to do her duty. And then the third night, you know, Haridas Thakur also had that same excuse. "You know, I still got more rounds. Please excuse me. I apologize that I haven't finished my rounds." So the third night, Haridas Thakur is chanting, and finally, towards the end of the night, she just like comes to this complete realization of what's what, you know, who Haridas Thakur is, and what, how sinful her life was, and she bows down at Haridas Thakur's feet and says, "Please save me." And then she reveals the whole scheme that was there to try to make Haridas Thakur fall down, and Haridas Thakur says, "I knew about it already." You know, because he's a Vaishnava. Vaishnava knows this. It's not so difficult to understand when some prostitute comes up and starts wiggling that someone sent her, you know. So, either Indra or someone. So, then he says, "I just stayed here because I wanted to save you." Imagine that, you know. "I wanted to save you." So, what happened is that she said, "What should I do?" And he said, "Sell all your belongings and give the money to the brahmanas and just stay here, and I'll make sure that you get enough to eat and all your needs are taken care of." So this prostitute basically shaved her hair off, had a little sika. You know, sometimes, renounced ladies sometimes do that in India. I've seen that. They shave their hair. And then the next day she came to the Tulsi tree and was chanting Hare Krishna like this. And Haridas Thakur was at that point, went away. He went somewhere else. And she accepted Haridas Thakur as her guru, having been initiated in the holy names by Haridas Thakur. And then she was so much respected by all the personalities that everyone except for Ramchandra Khan, of course, that they were bringing her so much food she didn't know what she could do with it. And Ramchandra Khan, he was so upset with this whole thing. But later on, he was punished by Lord Nityananda, because it was offensive to the Vaishnava. When you commit an offense against the Vaishnava, not only do you suffer, but your whole village, your whole family suffers. So what happened is that Lord Nityananda later on came along and he wanted to have some program at Ramchandra Khan's house. And Ramchandra Khan, he wouldn't even let him into his Durga Mandap, you know, the temple to Durga at the outside of the house. He just said, "You go to someone's cow shed. I'm sure there's a milkman where you can have a Hare Krishna program." And so Lord Nityananda got so upset. He said, "This place," referring to Ramchandra Khan's house, "is not even fit for a meat eater, you know, or a cow killer." And so he left the place in disgust. Later on, because Ramchandra Khan had not, I guess, paid his taxes, then the Muslims attacked him. and they cooked a cow right at the Durga Mandap. And they imprisoned Ramchandra Khan, his whole family in the village. The whole village was devastated because of that. So you see the reaction for offending a great Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur. So another story about envy. So many stories about envy of Vaishnavas, about Haridas Thakur. There was one time Haridas Thakur was preaching in the assembly of Govardhan and Haranya Majumdra. This is where, of course, Raghunath Das came from, and that was his family. And he was preaching about the holy name, and everybody was so happy hearing how he chanted 300,000 names a day. And he even said, made the statement that by namabash chanting, that means just accidental chanting or joking chanting, that one can get liberated. And this rascal, Gopal Chakravarti, who was like one of the treasurers or the accountants, it's interesting, Fiji, most popular course in the university is accountants. They have more accountants than farmers in Fiji. And then I asked the devotees, you know, what do you study in the university? Accounting and business, which basically means you're not productive. I mean, accounting means counting someone else's money, and business means cheating. So, like Prabhupada said, you know, you buy something at a low price and sell at a high price. And I was thinking, if the country doesn't produce things, you know, then it's not a good economy. If everyone's just going to the university to study accounting. So there was this accountant from Fiji. No, he wasn't from Fiji. He was from Bengal. And then he disagreed with Haridas Thakur. And they had this, he had started an argument. He said, Haridas Thakur, you're wrong. Haridas Thakur said, yes, it's right. The scriptures say that simply by namabas chanting, you can get liberated. And this Gopal Chakravarti said, if you are wrong, I'm going to cut your nose off. And Haridas Thakur said, no, I'm right because it's from Shastra, and I would cut my own nose off. But what happened is shortly after that, Gopal Chakravarti lost his nose because he got leprosy. And his beautiful, it's described as beautiful fingers, and his nose just melted away. And that's the effect of offending a Vaishnava, Haridas Thakur. So, also going back to the story when Haridas Thakur was whipped in all those marketplaces, of course, Lord Chaitanya later on showed Haridas Thakur his back, and it appeared that Lord Chaitanya had accepted, because Lord Chaitanya had whip marks on his back, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had accepted that in place of Haridas Thakur feeling the pain. So that's how dear he was to how dear Haridas Thakur was to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another, you know, one or two more stories, and then we'll tell about the disappearance. Another story is the cave. Haridas Thakur would chant in the cave. Several things happened in the cave. One thing is that there was a poisonous snake in the cave, and he had such bad breath that nobody could go in. You know, so the snakes, they can kill with their breath, basically. And so nobody went in, and the devotees asked Haridas Thakur to move to a different cave. It was a cave in the bank of the Ganges. And sometimes you see this. If you go to the Ganges today, you can even see this particular cave that Haridas Thakur chanted in. And some of these caves were made by crocodiles on the banks of the Ganges. Some of you may be aware of that, have seen some of these caves. And that he would chant in a crocodile cave. But there was a snake in this cave. And the devotee said, you should leave. And Haridas Thakur just said, wait a little while. And when the snake understood the desires of the Vaishnavas, the snake just went away. And so Haridas Thakur remained in that cave. But later on, in that cave, he was tested it had an extreme test. The most extreme test was that Maya Devi herself came, which is the personification of the material energy. And, you know, if you take the material energy, anything attractive or beautiful in this world, you roll it into one person, that's Maya Devi. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Durga. And so you can imagine, you know, beautiful sunsets, beautiful people, anything beautiful or attractive. And then she comes to the opening of the cave in the middle of the night. And she says to Haridas, the same thing that the prostitute said, basically, you know, you're so handsome. And it's described that she exhibited postures that would bewilder the mind of Lord Brahma himself. this prostitute. I no, wasn't a prostitute, my baby, sorry. So she's chaste, of course. She's the wife of Lord Shiva. But she was trying to trick Haridas into feeling lusty. Not that she actually would have had a relationship. She was just trying to trick him. And then Haridas Thakur did the same trick. He said, I just have to chant my japa. You know, got too many rounds left. And he chanted. And eventually, after 3 days, similar thing happened. That she started chanting Krishna's name. Previously, she had only been initiated in Ram's name by Lord Shiva. And it's described that by chanting Ram's name, of course, one gets love of God, but one cannot enter into Vrindavan, the Vrindavan pastimes. And it's by Krishna's name. Krishna's name is sometimes described as 3 times more powerful than the name of Ram. Ram's name is described as 1,000 times more powerful than Vishnu's name. But it's transcendentally more powerful. We're not talking about something mundane you can measure with a voltmeter or something like that, you know, how powerful it is. So, therefore, she began to chant Hare Krishna and it became initiated by Haridas Thakur. So he even initiated Durga. Pretty good, you know, to have Durga as one of your disciples. You know, who's your disciple? Well, Durga. Isn't it? That's pretty amazing. You're doing pretty well as a guru if that's happening. So, let's see any other stories. So now we'll read about the disappearance. Hare Krishna, you like the cold? Where's your husband? Is he wrapped up? Yeah, I was praying that you would have a very cold experience when you came here, so you wouldn't want to migrate. Because we're dependent upon them in Fiji. They're our next generation. They're taking over our movement. So now we're gonna read about his disappearance pastimes, which is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, chapter 11. I'll just read the English and comment a little bit. So it starts with this. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. And as all glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was very merciful and was very dear to Dvaitacharya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. And all glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. So let's go ahead here to where it starts. I just want to go ahead to where the story actually starts. Here we go. Okay, one day, Govinda, the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. So one thing we should understand, Haridas Thakur never went in the temple in Jagannath Puri. Neither did Sanatan Goswami or Rupa Goswami. The reason for that is because they had had intimate association with the Muslim government. They considered to have lost their caste. To this day, of course, the Jagannath Temple is very strict as far as who can enter. They won't allow Western devotees to enter. They didn't even allow Indira Gandhi to go into the temple because she was a Parsi. So Prabhupada was not pleased with that. Prabhupada said, Jagannath is Jagannath, he's not Purinath. In other words, he's the Lord of the universe, not just the Lord of Puri. But the Pandas, they're just like very determined. Although the king of Puri, he actually wants to let us in. But these Pandas, you know, the professional priests there, they're actually determined to keep the Westerners out. Actually, there was a story. One time I went into, tried to get into Sakshi Gopal Temple, which is similar. And I was with some devotees from India, and they said, one of them said, I'm a Brahmin from Gujarat, and they let him in. And the other one said, I'm a Brahmin from Andhra Pradesh, and they let him in. And I said, I'm a Brahmin from New York. And they took their sticks to hit me. So it didn't work. So Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur didn't go in the temple, although because he was a great devotee of the Lord, Lord Jagannath personally came to see him in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought the Mahaprasadam. And it's described, if you can't go in the temple of Lord Jagannath, you can see the flag and offer obeisances to the flag. Or you can see Lord Jagannath on Rath Yatra. So Lord Chaitanya every day would arrange to have Haridas Thakur given the remnants of Lord Jagannath. When Govinda is Lord Chaitanya's servant. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasadam," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How can I eat then? But since you have brought Mahaprasadam, how can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam and took a little portion and ate it. So this is important instruction for us, that Prabhupada actually said that every day we should finish our rounds. And if something happens, we can't finish our rounds one day, we should make them up the next day, but not eat the next day until we have finished the rounds from the previous day. You understand? That was Prabhupada's instruction. Don't blame me. And if someone offers you prasadam, you just, if you haven't finished your rounds, you just take a little speck of it to honor it. You don't have to eat a big plate to honor Mahaprasadam. It's like Charanamrita. Sometimes I've seen the devotees like fill their cups with Charanamrita and drink a lot, but one drop has the same potency as, you know, 2 gallons of Charanamrita. Anyway, so that's an instruction for us. And also Haridas Thakur we'll read it. Let's continue reading, then I'll explain. The next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" And Haridas Thakur replied, offered obeisances, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." So in other words, he wasn't using his physical sickness or his old age and getting close to death as an excuse. You know, "I can't chant my rounds because someone yelled at me today." "Or I can't chant my rounds because I have a stomach ache." You know, we have so many excuses. But Haridas Thakur had a bona fide excuse to not, I mean, it's hard to chant 192 rounds if you're very sick and at the point of leaving your body. And Lord Chaitanya accepted that as a good reason. Then Lord Chaitanya said, now that you have become old, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Your role as the incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. The Lord concluded, "Thou, therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas replied, "Please hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men." In other words, great humility. It's another thing we can learn from this pastime. "I am unseeable and untouchable, but you've accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act according to your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Putra, which should have been offered to a first-class Brahmana. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. I have one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence." In other words, he didn't want to see the disappearance pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a similar story of one of my godbrothers. His name was Jayananda. Everyone's heard of Jayananda? Jayananda went to Prabhupada. And he said, similar thing, he said, I don't want to be here in this world when you're not here. No, I don't want to see you disappear from this world. So guess what happened? He got leukemia. So one may say leukemia was due to what, karma or whatever. But it was actually due to his desire to to not be in the world without Prabhupada. He loved Prabhupada so much. It's amazing, isn't it? So Haridas Thakur was praying in the same way. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if you by your mercy it is possible, please grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happens is whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching hold of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are millions of respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, then what is the loss? If an ant dies, what is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Lord Chaitanya got up to leave, and it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Lord Chaitanya left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting Lord Jagannath's temple, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all of his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? And Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Lord Chaitanya immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Prakeshwara Pandit was the chief dancer. Prakeshwara Pandit could dance for 72 hours without stopping. Pretty good, isn't it? Lord Chaitanya said that if he had two devotees like Prakeshwara Pandit, he could fly in the air because it would be like two wings. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Lord Chaitanya sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his two eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus feet. Lotus face, of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya on his heart. You can just picture that. He took Lord Chaitanya and put it on his heart. And he took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Amazing, isn't it? Lord Chaitanya's feet on your chest, looking at Lord Chaitanya's face. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Back to home, back to Godhead. So he's, of course, an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Brahma. Combined incarnation. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own wills, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Grandfather Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy name Hari and Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love, they all began to dance and chant congregationally. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami informed him of the other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised into a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vrakeshwara Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. So the departure of a great Vaishnava is actually, in one sense, it's a celebration. It's also a lamentation. So it's both things simultaneously. Celebration because nitya pravishta, that the person has entered into the eternal abode of the Lord. That's a celebration, gone back to Godhead. And it's lamentation because we've lost the association of that person. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, from this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp all over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Vrakeshwara Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Lord Chaitanya personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Haribo, Haribo. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water with great jubilation. So that's a Vaishnava sport, to swim and play in the water. And after circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Lord Chaitanya spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. I am begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. Immediately, the shopkeepers came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar then sent Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. These are Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad that they buy there. And this way, all the prasad was carried there. And we'll skip ahead. Lord Chaitanya made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam assisted by four other men. Lord Chaitanya was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. So we should have a feast tonight in honor of Haridas Thakur. Where are we taking prasadam tonight? Okay, tell her, feast for everybody, except for me. Swarup Damodar Goswami, just raw food or something. Swarup Damodar Goswami requested Haridas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch with these men. To help me, I shall distribute prasadam. So then they distributed prasadam, and they waited until Lord Chaitanya ate before they ate. And everyone was filled up to the neck because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and washed their hands and mouths, Lord Chaitanya decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Now, this is important. Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur is passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. Confirmed. There is a wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desires, we heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur, remember, this is all Lord Chaitanya. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel and the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur, and chant the holy name of Hari. And then saying this, he personally began to dance and chant, and everyone chanted, all glories to Haridas Thakur. And that's the end of that story. So, all glories to Haridas Thakur. So, we should end now because we have a full schedule today. No time for questions. We'll have time during our visits today for questions. Okay? I'm sure you can ask questions. When we, you know, he'll have all the most unusual questions you can imagine. So, all right. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Haridas Thakur Tirobhav, that means disappearance.